Welcome to Tech Mobility Topics.
Are your friends car guys? Car guys talk horsepower. They talk acceleration. They talk big fat tires. Now why not invite your pals over and give them something to really talk about? Introducing the four-wheel drive Passport from Honda.
Okay, I'm a car guy, and to answer that question, no, we don't. And in fact, the car guys would take one look at the Passport and say, oh, hey, nice Isuzu Rodeo, which is what it was. The Honda Passport SUV, I consider a two-part act in three chapters. The Passport was originally introduced to the marketplace by the Japanese automaker in 1993 as a 1994 model. The first Passport, as I just mentioned, was actually a badge-engineered Isuzu Rodeo SUV, a methodology that Honda continues to use when seeking a low-cost, first product way into a specific market segment. In this way, Honda gains valuable market intelligence while developing its own product organically. The rebadged Isuzu Rodeo was marketed through Honda dealers over two generations until 2002. At that time, the first Passport was replaced in the Honda lineup by the automaker's own SUV, the Pilot. The Pilot nameplate was resurrected as a Honda-built, U.S.-designed, two-row crossover SUV at the Los Angeles Auto Show in 2018 as a 2019 model. Now manufactured by the automaker at its Lincoln, Alabama facility, the third-generation Passport is actually based on the Pilot SUV. Interesting turnabout there. Although it's shorter in overall length and loses the Pilot's third row of seats. Honda has positioned the new Passport between the smaller CR-V and the larger Pilot in its model lineup. Available in three trim levels, power for the Passport is generated by Honda's tried-and-true 3.5 gasoline V6 engine that makes 280 horsepower and 262 foot-pounds of torque. Energy is communicated through all four drive wheels via a 9-speed automatic transmission with shift-by-wire and steering wheel-mounted paddle shifters. EPA fuel economy numbers are 19 city 24 highway. Cargo capacity is 100.8 cubic feet. Towing capacity is 5,000 pounds. In 2022, Honda introduced its Trail Sport models, with the first being available on the Passport. Based on the EXL trim level, the Passport Trail Sport comes standard with an all-wheel drive system that is tuned for off-road use. Aggressively styled tires, rugged exterior styling, synthetic leather-trimmed interior, and all-weather front and rear floor mats complete the experience. And Honda wanted me to tell you this, that also for 2024, they beefed up with skid plates underneath those critical areas like the oil pan and transmission just on the Trail Sport. Here's what I liked about the vehicle. And honestly, where do I even start? Perhaps with the fact that the Passport comes equipped with five drive modes. Normal, snow, mud, and sand. That underway, it's smooth and car-like. And the overall build is solid and quiet. And like so many Honda crossover SUVs that I have driven, the Passport delivers a comfortable car-like ride. And speaking of car-like, inside the passenger cabin, the driver enjoys displays, controls, and switchgear that's straightforward and easy to use. Occupants will find plenty of nooks and crannies for the various stuff that people carry with them in the daily dispatch. Rear seating is tricked, too, with wide door openings, fore and aft adjustments to optimize both second row leg room and or cargo hauling, a 60-40 power fold-down split rear seat for the same, and USB ports both front and rear. And an added bonus, and you know how I feel about this, fog lights and a traditional sunroof. Fog lights. I actually have fog lights. I'm very happy about that. And by the way, I should mention this, not just heated seats, but I have a heated steering wheel, which is a big deal for me. Because I could never understand why you would have heated seats and not a heated steering wheel. But I digress. But we're good here. Here's what I didn't like about the vehicle. The lack of hand grips at each door to facilitate entry and exit, because not all of us are as nimble as we used to be, and that really helps. And despite the wide door openings, backseat passengers will have to navigate a high step in height. And while it will be rare that you should ever need to raise the engine hood of your Honda Passport, know this, that it's made of very heavy steel. Yeah, you need to be careful when you lift that thing. And although the spare tire is accessible from inside the vehicle, yay, its location near the center of the vehicle adds to the complexity of using it if and when you need to. Not yay. The power liftgate is not height adjustable. Okay, all right, look, I'm short, okay? Don't judge me. Having it to be height adjustable is a really nice thing. Yes, Kia and Hyundai spoiled me where you can actually adjust the height to anything, just infinite. And even on my Chevy Equinox, you can go full or three-quarter, and that helps. Ask my wife, she'll tell you. She really liked that. There are no vented seats in the front or second row. Oh, I'm sorry, there are no heated. Yeah, let me start over because I can't read save my life here. There are no vented seats in the front, and the second row seats aren't even heated. That's not okay. I was less than impressed with the fuel economy numbers. Let me explain why. Yes, you're going to love how that V6 drives. It's powerful. And it's responsive, and it's so smooth. But you know what? 24 miles to the gallon, though? Really? Today? At the very least, this thing should be a hybrid. At the very least. I should be getting north of 30. Even my Equinox gets 30 plus. Of course, it's not as fast as the Passport, I gotta tell you. But, you know, I want my cake. I want my cake, and I want to eat it, too. Just saying, Honda. Finally, and this is more a like to have than a critique, I'd like a heads-up display. Not fussing, just asking. So here's the bottom line. Overall, the Honda Passport is almost perfect for those who want the benefits of a crossover SUV, but without the heft or truck-like attributes. So basically, if you want all the functionality of an SUV, but you ain't down with the truck height or ride or something, you want that car-like ride, this is your vehicle. It's more maneuverable and more user-friendly than the larger Pilot, but yet gives you a lot of the same benefits. And yeah, you know, you have to judge it for yourself. I've got my list of what I'm going to fuss about. But you know, you may find that you're totally fine with it. And really, honestly, truly, that's okay. The base manufacturer suggested retail price for the 2024 Honda Passport crossover SUV starts from $41,900 for the EXL and up to $47,970 for the Black Edition. Destination charges add $1,375. Here's the MSRP as tested. I drove the 2024 Honda Passport Trail Sport with the following extra cost options. Only one. The exterior radiant red metallic paint. That's it. Total cost of the options came to $455. Total MSRP, including options and extra cost items, came to $46,330, which really puts you at the low to medium end of things. This is the Tech Mobility Show. Do you listen to podcasts? Seems that most people do. Hi, I'm Ken Chester, host of the Tech Mobility Show. If you missed any of our weekly episodes on the radio, our podcast is a great way to listen. You can find the Tech Mobility Podcast just about anywhere you can enjoy podcasts. Be sure to follow us. From Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many platforms in between, we are there. Just enter the Tech Mobility Podcast in the search bar wherever you listen to podcasts. Social media. It's the place to be, and we're no exception. Hi, I'm Ken Chester, host of the Tech Mobility Show. Several times a week, I post to TikTok several of the topics that I cover on my weekly radio show. It's another way to keep up on mobility, technology, news, and information. I've built quite a library of short videos for your viewing pleasure, so be sure to watch, like, and subscribe. That's the Tech Mobility Show on TikTok. Check it out.